I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Earlier this week, I talked to Nimisha Mukherjee, a filmmaker whose latest documentary, Blood Relative, debuts at the upcoming Vancouver International Film Festival. Joining me now from Mumbai, India, is one of the subjects of the film, Vinay Shetty. Mr. Shetty is an activist who spent most of his adult life foregoing financial security to help children in India who suffer from thalassemia. You see in this movie Mr. Shetty fight tirelessly to save two children who are dying from this blood disorder, which Mr. Shetty has done for years, helping thousands more children in India through his Think Foundation. It's a remarkable story, and we'll get Mr. Shetty to tell us about his work and what it was like to have a film chronicle his life's work. Blood Relative screens at the film festival Saturday the 6th of October, Wednesday the 10th of October, and Friday the 12th of October 2012. Bloodrelative.net is a website for more. Vinay Shetty is a real hero is without question. So I'm very pleased to welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Vinay Shetty. Mr. Shetty, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you.
Thanks for joining us. I understand, talking to Nimisha last week, that you hadn't seen the movie yet. What did you expect when you went into this process of having your work and your life filmed? What did you expect to get out of it?
Yeah, I'm really happy that Nimisha has made this film, and something bigger than planned. And what I expect is there's going to be a lot of awareness created as a result of the film, which will activate the government and all other machinery which is there in India to start working seriously towards preventing thalassemia major as well as taking care of the thalassemic children. And the other thing I hope to achieve out of this film being telecast, being aired is that there will be probably resources also raised to be able to take care of the children and to do the prevention program. So I think it helps in creating the awareness, number one. And number two is activating a lot of the government machinery and all the other support groups. And number three is raising resources to be able to do everything. So it's going to be hugely beneficial and life-saving at the end of the day, right?
What is the problem in India with regards to the government providing the funding, the necessary support for people with thalassemia?
The government is slowly coming to terms and trying to realize that we need to have facilities available for treating thalassemic children. And then when they look at the kind of resources that are required, then they feel that the budget that is needed to be allocated is huge. And the machinery moves a little slowly. And only thing is, in the last 1 year or so, we've made rapid strides in India. But even then, the awareness is not there about committing a whole lot of resources to try and keep this system alive. That is one aspect. Another aspect is the prevention part. And prevention always takes a backseat because you cannot see any tangible benefit, really, As I see it, one of the most important things that's going to happen as a result of the film is that people are going to sit up and say, we can easily prevent this from happening. And let's, commit resources to a prevention program. If the government does that, then we have solved the problem for good, So there is all this economic growth that is happening in the country. And now there is an attempt to try and make it inclusive and see to it that the benefits of the economic growth actually percolate down to the most suffering people and the lower income groups. And slowly all that is being put in place. And you and me will not be happy with the pace at which it is happening. But if you look at what has happened over the years, then you feel that yes, quite a bit of progress has been made.
It is an epidemic in India. What are the numbers? How many people have thalassemia major?
More than 100,000 registered cases of thalassemia major in India. And there may be another 100,000 which are not registered.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a huge number of children who are there who are fighting this disorder. And it also means the commitment of a huge amount of resources because forget the blood that is required for keeping the children alive. Even the other medical aspects which are there, mean commitment of a large amount of money and other resources just to keep the child alive. So here we are talking about not solving the problem of thalassemia major, but monitoring the child and keeping him alive, you know. And that itself is a huge amount of money. And therefore, you know, the importance of doing the prevention exercise, you know.
Yeah, and donating blood, is that something that you would suggest people do?
I didn't get your question.
Donating blood, do you think that's important as well?
Donating blood, and that is, as far as Mumbai, where we are active in, is concerned, you know, blood is not a problem.
Really?
But
yeah.
In the sense, making blood available is not a problem. We've got a very strong voluntary blood donation movement, and the children don't have to worry about whether the blood will be made available to them. And in Maharashtra, where we are active, blood is provided free to all the thalassemic children, actually. That is being borne by the government. But then there are many other aspects of the treatment. And every time the child receives blood, there's an iron overload in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And most fatalities that happen due to conditions arising out of iron overload, you know. So that's the problem that needs to be tackled. And there are other problems of sometimes, you know, transmitted infections like HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. So you need to treat the child for that. There are multiple problems that the child faces. And that's why it's a huge challenge. The numbers may be 200,000, but the amount of money that is required to keep these 200,000 children alive is huge, you know.
Yeah. Now,
so that's what it is.
Yeah, I asked Nimisha, who is your niece, whether your family had been personally affected by thalassemia, and she said it hadn't. So I'm interested to know what drew you to this cause.
What Nimisha said is right. You know, I have never been involved. No family member has been affected by thalassemia major. But in my case, what happened was I was always interested in ensuring that blood was there in the blood banks. So my route to thalassemia was through the blood donation movement, actually. Very early in life, I decided I must do a blood donation drive on a regular basis. And people would call me and ask for donors, you know, to meet some emergencies. And in response to one such request, you know, I was told by the doctor in charge of the hospital, you know, you're doing all this for blood donation. Do you know anything about thalassemia? And that's how I got introduced to the subject of thalassemia. And once I understood the subject of thalassemia, I thought it's very important for us to work towards this because, in the first place, the children are suffering quite a bit, and we need to do something about it. And the second aspect, which was very important for me, was that this is a disorder which can be prevented very easily. You know, I'm sure you are aware by now that a thalassemia major child is born only if both the parents are thalassemia minor.
Right.
And the parents don't know they are thalassemia minor because there is nothing wrong with them. If you look at the story of all these 1 lakh families in our country,
uh-huh.
The story is the same. If you look at the parents, healthy childhood, went to school, went to college, got jobs, got married. After the child is born, they realize that this child is a thalassemia major only because we did not know that we were both thalassemia minors. And by then the harm is done. And you know, that's why this subject appealed to me very much, though I was primarily focused on blood donation at that time. But later when I realized that, you know, a lot of suffering can be eliminated altogether by just getting two healthy youngsters to do a blood test for thalassemia minors.
Yeah.
We didn't have any family member in our family who was affected by thalassemia, but one thing led to another. It was initially to try and see that blood was available. Then we realized that thalassemic children have a problem. Then we said, let's look at what all problems they have. And one thing led to another, and now we are seriously involved with the cause of thalassemia.
Now, in the movie, we see two young people who have thalassemia.
Right.
You become a part of their lives, both of Divya and Imran. What do you learn from people like Divya and Imran, whom you help?
You know, the fighting spirit that is there in all these children is amazing. You know, they have I wouldn't say come to terms with their lives. They deal with their lives and they know that there are challenges, and yet they have a smiling face, and that teaches you a lot, you know. I remember going to one of the transmission centers where about 15 children were receiving transfusions. And at the end of 4 hours or 3 hours of receiving transfusions, a little girl called Kushbu walks up to me and says, you know, today is friendship day, I want to tie this friendship band on my hand. And a big smile on her face. And I keep admiring the spirit of all these children, actually. You know, it teaches you that you should never give up. You need to do the best with what you have. And that spirit is amazing, really. And I'm sure that spirit is there in the filmmakers who have made the film, Nimisha and Mark, and all the other people who are there. That's what I see is that commonality, really, you know. That the spirit to try and see and make a difference is there, actually.
Now,
is what probably you learn from the film.
Indeed, yeah. In the movie, we meet your family, your parents especially, and your sister. Your parents, do they still pressure you to get married?
Oh, they would be happy if I got married.
Yeah.
But I think the kind of life that I lead, it's going to be very difficult to think about getting married at this stage. And they'd be very happy, surely. You know, all my friends and all my relatives would be very happy if I were to get married. But I don't know. I've never thought about that. If it happens, it happens. But it's not going to happen that easily. Because I'm sure, you know, you need to work towards every relationship. And right now, my hands are filled with the work that I'm doing. So I assume it's going to be a little difficult.
In the movie, we meet, as I said, we meet Divya, we meet Imran, we also meet their parents,
yeah.
And their parents happen to be quite religious, you happen to be an atheist. Your sister has an interesting line in the film where she says, "Hands that help are holier than lips that pray." When you see families come to you for help and they are religious. How do you react to that as an atheist?
It is a very difficult problem in India, because we are talking about different communities, different religions, different income groups and whatnot, and there are many of them who are very, very religious and very, very superstitious, and we know that these problems are there, and we need to tell them that, you know, while you are doing all these things, there is this important aspect of the treatment that cannot be forgotten, actually, you know. And anything that goes against the treatment, even if your religion says this, you should not do it. And then we have a tough time trying to convince all these people, because we are talking about very, very religious people, actually. And so it is always a challenge. But in my mind, it is very clear, you know, that God will help only those who help themselves in the first place. And we need to think about taking responsibility for our lives and not shifting the blame onto somebody else, you know, onto the Almighty or whoever, and therefore not look at the Almighty trying and helping you. So you need to do whatever you can, and it's always very challenging when you're dealing with people who don't like you do, but that is probably the name of the game. You know, you're going to meet diverse set of people with different beliefs, and different ways of tackling the problem of thalassemia major. I have a difficult time handling people who come and offer me suggestions which are alternative therapies all the time, you know. And forget the parents, there are always well-wishers who come and tell me about various other alternative therapies which are there. And for me, it is very difficult to try and say no to them. At the same time, I cannot follow what they are saying. And I have to find my own solutions. And the solutions are different for different people, really. The way I tackle Imran's mother will be different than the way I tackle Divya's mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a challenge. And you need to maintain your balance and say, science tells me this, and that's what I'm going to believe in. And I'm going to try and work in that direction and see what best I can do. And try and neutralize whatever other beliefs that these people have. As I said, to each person, that neutralization effect can be done by adopting a completely different method, you know. Very difficult to say how to tackle this, but it's a huge challenge dealing with this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get upset. Sometimes you feel that you need to vent your feelings. But when you understand that you're dealing with people who are living a difficult life. So we need to, you know, accept that they're going to have some problems and they're going to have their own beliefs.
And how are Divya and Imran? How are they doing?
All of them are doing fine now. Divya has got a glowing complexion now. And from the time that we saw her, you know, she was really down and out. And every time I look at her, I can see a glow on her face. And I feel that she's progressing well. Slowly we need to get her, you know, into proper academics and getting to lead a normal life. Imran is doing well in life. Imran has got a very positive attitude. He works in the BPO industry, in the outsourcing industry over here. And he's happy with his job. And he's taking care of his family, you know, in a way.
Uh-huh.
So he's pretty positive, and I hope that he does even better in life than what he's doing till now. And there will always be challenges that come their way, both in case of Divya and Imran. And we need to have a support system. If they are not able to build on their own, we need to give them a support system which will help them overcome their problems. But both of them are doing fine right now.
Yeah.
And there are many such Divyas and Imrans, you know, there are many such Divyas and Imrans, and there are many whose conditions are very, very challenging, really, you know, in life.
Yeah.
So, yes, Divya and Imran are doing well.
That's great. Are you looking forward to coming to Vancouver?
Yeah, I am coming to Vancouver, and actually right now, Imran is also scheduled to travel with me. And I have not been able to decide on the date of my travel only because Imran's passport is not yet true.
I see.
So I thought if I get an indication of when Imran's visa and passport come through, then we can both plan to leave for Vancouver together. But otherwise, I am all set to, you know, come to your wonderful country and see the film there in the first person, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm coming there for sure.
It's an inspiring story, and Vinay, it's been such an honor to talk to you today. Continued good luck with your efforts, and congratulations on the movie.
No, thank you very much. I think you should congratulate Anumisha and the entire team over there and the network that are involved, and thank you very much for calling. It's a pleasure talking to you. I really look forward to coming to Vancouver.
The website for Think Foundation is at thinkfoundation.org. bloodrelative.net is the website for the film, and then for tickets and information, viff.org. There are three screenings, the 6th, the 10th, and the 12th of October 2012. Vinay Shetty joined me on the line from Mumbai, India. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.